world sometimes just continues to fall into a little hole, and then little black stuff comes out of the ears of the children as they run away, as they try to find some kind of meaning and source of solutions that comes and says, hi. How's it going, Jazzy?
It's going good. How are you?
Oh, I'm always an amazing bundle of joy and frivolity.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh.
You know how we always say don't pay attention to the chat too much because then, like, it distracts you?
Why? Yeah, did you read the bit about Royal Dahl and Flacco?
No, I read Skype chat.
I don't sit in anything. Okay, you're talking about something else. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to know. It sounds like weird jazzy stuff. Jazz hands. Jazz hands. Oh, and Jack just put a WTF in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Gadzooks, Odds Bodkin, and a tickety-boo to boot.
I didn't do it, Jack. I promise.
So now we just got to do the, can you hear us? Okay, Jack. Jack? How is it going, Jack? So, did you enjoy our previous couple of episodes? We have a bunch of interviews and stuff.
I did enjoy them.
I need to
listen to last week still, though, because I was sick and tired and wanted to sleep a lot.
Sleeping. I've heard of this sleeping thing that you humans talk about every once in a while. I don't know it. It kind of escapes me sometimes. Jack heard you. And he was confounded as to why you'd be chatting with somebody else in another chat. Gadzooks!
Hey, somebody else messaged me. I'm completely ignoring it now.
Good plan, because they are not as cool as we are. Right, Jack? That's me being silly, because, you know, it's my show. I can be silly, right?
Of course you can be silly. You're a zombie.
And I have a bottle of Coke here.
You can do whatever you want.
Not only do I have a bottle of Coke here, this probably represents... Yes, they're for later. This probably represents maybe 2.5 liters of cola today. I have a lot of sugar in my system right now, so I'm a little on the hyper side. I might even talk about squirrels.
Squirrels?
They got my nuts! I am never going to get tired of that bit. Oh, speaking of that, our anniversary show, The Best Of. The show that had a whole bunch of what do you know? Did you enjoy my bits?
I loved that show. It was so funny.
I had lots of fun.
I think that was the funnest show.
It's certainly one of my favorites right now because it had all the stuff put together. Little bits of this, little bits of that, all sorts of stuff. It had the squirrel bit. That's my favorite bit. Because you know those squirrels. Darn squirrels. Yeah, you and your turkey. What the hell's up? No, we're not going there. We've already hashed that over. You had your turkey rant already. Thanks enough. That's all. Like, seriously.
Okay, I'm done.
I thought they could fly! That's okay. I don't think anybody else is going to get that one. So, I posted something on Facebook earlier yesterday, and nobody got the reference, and it was really sadimicating to me, because I'm talking about the computer. You know how I talk about the computer, the machine, it's taking over everybody's lives, and it's all part of my bididum? Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I posted the thing, the computer is mother, the computer is father. And nobody got the reference. It makes me sad. Sad, yeah. I'm saying. I'm waiting to see if Jack gets it in the chat room.
Jack said to keep your bits to yourself.
My bits usually do stay to myself, and if they don't, I just get some duct tape and put them back together.
Oh, you need some duct tape? I have some.
That's okay. I have some, too.
Okay. Mine's purple, though.
You can keep your freaky, weird purple duct tape to yourself, young lady. I don't need no sparkly colored odd whatever thing's going there.
It's not sparkly, it's just purple.
Purple is just bad enough. The color purple. Although that movie did win a lot of awards, didn't it?
It did.
I don't think I've ever actually watched it.
I don't think I have either.
So, bada bink, bada bong, bada boom, 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 as I say. I don't know if anybody else uses that expression, but I'm going to use it. Oh, and I got another one to put down. That's how's it going, kids? Sorry. Everybody should know by now, after 53 episodes, which this is episode 53, just for the numbers crunchers, which that's like me, that I get a little goofy sometimes. So.
Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Just sometimes?
Yes, just sometimes.
I think all the time.
All the time? What are you talking about all the time?
Every time I talk to you, you're goofy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think that's not true. I think that is a fallacious fabrication of fictitious fiddle-faddle. And that's all alliterated, too, with F's.
You can think whatever you want, ZZ.
I think lots of things all the time, whenever, whatever, what I want. Because I'm a zombie. I think today's episode, I'm going to be doing that a lot.
Oh, silly Z.
You know what we're talking about today, right? We're talking about how to take two pieces of metal and put them together and make a clanger. Clang, 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 clang.
Hey, I thought you were going to try and take over the world.
I do that every night. No, Pinky and the Brain are not in my room. Well.
You sure?
They are. Well, they're actually in my belly because I ate them.
No, why'd you eat them?
They were tasty. A little bit of garlic sauce, a little bit of bread, a little bit of french fries. Yeah, finger food. They were just a nice light snack, you know. They're tall, tiny. Derp a derp.
Oh, dear.
So. Ooh, fallacious. I like that word. Wait, I used that word already. This word that you were using, I don't think it means what you think it means. Uh-oh. Matthew did an oh my god. I don't know why. But I think Jack got my reference, and I'm pretty sure, Jazzy, no disrespect, but I don't think you got the reference I just made. It's okay, though.
The monkeys flew it over my head, okay?
That's all right. If you get the opportunity and you want to watch a really fun movie, it's called The Princess Bride.
Okay.
It's a hilarious movie. It's from the 80s or whatever. You will actually enjoy it. There is even a love story in the movie.
Okay, you got me at love story.
See, that's what I'm saying. I can't stand love story movies.
Guys?
You'll like them.
Okay.
Do you know who Andre the Giant is?
Who?
Andre the Giant?
Oh, the name sounds very familiar. I can't place the face, though.
He was a wrestler in the 80s. Big guy. Huge guy. Like 7'5", 7'8", something like this. Big guy. Walks like a mountain and whatever. Fun.
Okay.
Funny guy. He's passed away. But he's like one of those nice people that you'll ever meet. He's, oh, let me help you with that kind of guy. But he's a giant in the movie. It's funny as hell. A bunch of other people in the movie, too. It's a good watch movie. Pirates, too.
Pirates?
Pirates. So, today we're talking about animation, animated things, and things in general that are animated like. Now, I know you've watched some animated movies.
I love animated movies.
Okay. Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, that's the most recent one I've seen.
I love this movie. I just saw it on the weekend and laughing my ass off with this movie. I don't even know who most of the people were that were playing the characters until I ran and went and checked IMDb. It's like, Ed O'Neill? Really? He's awesome! And all these other people, and the one lady from Glee, I don't know her name, but I've seen a bits and pieces of her, of the Glee show, and it's like, oh my god, she was awesome as that character, too. But yeah, I thought that movie was hilarious. Chat room, go Go watch the movie. It's funny. I think it comes out on DVD soon.
It's a very cute movie.
And it works, too, as like a kid movie and an adult movie, too. And yes. And retro animation. I liked how the guys in the Wreck-It Ralph game were just boop, boop, boop. They jumped around, and they just sort of doop, 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 doop. And it was like, how do you make 8-bit look good? Oh, make it look choppy, but make it look good. Fun movie. I don't want to talk about it too much in Wreck-It for anybody who's listening. Ooh, wait. Jack, let me know if you haven't seen the movie yet. Matthew said he's already seen it. EW, have you seen the movie yet? Just nod in the chat room. Oh, snap.
Aww. EW, you have to see it.
Yes, EW, you have to see it. You'll enjoy it. You'll probably laugh your ass off, too. There's a scene in there with Nestle Quicksand.
I love that.
That just made me howl when that came up.
And EW said we can talk about it.
Well, I know that. I can talk about it even if EW... He's not listening anyways. He's got the mute button on because if he listens to every single thing we say, we're going to say words like Edgar Allan Poe, and he might have to say, oh, mo. Cthulhu. Aye. No? These words mean nothing to you? You make me so sad.
I'm confused by the chat room right now.
Which one?
Jack says which.
Princess Bride. Well, Jack's talking about Princess Bride.
We're not talking about Princess Bride, Jack.
We were earlier, but we're not now.
We were, but now we're talking about Wreck-It Ralph.
Exactly. Wreck-It Ralph! And Fix-It Felix? I love that. That was good. It was a great dichotomy between the two.
Yeah.
And when he falls head over heels in love with the chick, that was funny. And the little cute kid who kept glitching, she was Sarah Silverman. I know her. She's funny. I like her. She's actually quite humorous.
Yeah.
Kind of got a little annoying to me with the cute, oh my god, look at me, I'm a cute person. It kind of got to me a bit, but it was like, then Wreck-It Ralph comes on. Wreck-It! It was funny.
Right.
Wreck-It!
He just needed a gold medal.
Actually, he just needed to be friends. He didn't need the medal. Yeah, that's the whole point of the movie. There was an actual moral to the movie. You might think...
everyone is afraid of him because he's Wreck-It Ralph!
He's also 684 pounds, as they say in the beginning of the movie. He's huge!
Yeah, he's a giant.
So it's like, of course people are going to be afraid of you. But there's an actual moral to the movie. You know, very simple, very basic. You might think that what you want in life is to get that shiny gold medal. But when you actually get it, do you actually get what you thought you were getting? No! You get what you really want by being a good person. Blah, 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 blah. And have fun along the way. There's supposed to be an oh snap there. Oh snap. Okay, so that was Wreck-It Ralph. So I'm going to talk about a bunch of other movies that I've enjoyed as well. But I want you to throw out an animated movie that you've seen and watched and enjoyed.
Oh my god.
I gave you time to research.
I know, but you do know. I used to work at a daycare. So I used to watch animated movies daily. Mm-hmm. Like Finding Nemo, The Little Mermaid.
I liked Finding Nemo.
Oh, Finding Nemo was so cute.
Mine.
I loved
mine.
Dory.
Mine. 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 Run! Love that movie.
Yeah.
But that's another Pixar movie. Pixar has what's the expression I want to use? They have balls. They got good balls. Because they're not afraid to make a movie that can be both wacky and cute at the same time. I love when they do the play on, okay, we want to be an adult and we want to be kids as well. Make it suitable for everyone. How do we do that? Well, the kids don't understand the adult humor. So weave the adult humor without being overly gratuitously... Word is escaping me here. Why does that happen? I'm getting old.
Only as old as you feel, or as you think you are.
I think I'm 12.
Well, then you're 12, okay?
Okay. Poo heads. Booger butts. Yeah, that was from Wreck-It Ralph, too. Without getting into the excessive language.
Okay, I'm never taking another drink during the show again.
Awesome! Did you spill the keyboard?
It almost came out of my nose.
Almost is not good enough. Okay. So, Jack apparently has not seen these movies or heard of them. You've not seen Finding Nemo? That I find interesting. I didn't have Nemo on my list, but that's a good movie.
Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Oh yeah, that's right. I do remember that. Okay.
Her story. She had to keep telling herself to keep swimming.
Yes, that was, what's her face? Redhead chick whose name is escaping me right now.
Ellen DeGeneres was Dory.
No.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Do I need to IMDb this?
No.
Ellen DeGeneres was Dory.
I'm going to leave that alone and not worry about it. Hey, you could be right. You could be wrong.
How much do you want to bet, Zizi?
I don't bet. You have to understand something. I do not place bets. Everything is either a surety or it's random. And if it's random, I don't care. The result is irrelevant. Black, white, green, blue. End result, same to me, same to you. But go ahead. Google it. Google it!
Ellen DeGeneres was Dory.
You are correct, then.
Albert Brooks was Marlin.
Who?
And Alexander Gould, G-O-U-L-D, was Nemo.
Okay. Cool. You are correct, ma'am!
Yay,
Jazz hands. Okay, so the next movie I'm going to throw at you. Brave.
Oh my god, I haven't seen that one yet, and I so want to.
You will like that movie.
So
now I can't talk about it. But it's a good movie.
Sorry.
Oh, for the power! No, they didn't use the power of Grayskull thing in it, but that's another animated thing. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Fun stuff from the 80s. So, the thing I noticed when I was doing a little bit of research today is the animation seems to come and go in waves. In the 80s, lots of animation. Then it kind of disappeared for the 90s a bit. It's like, okay, there's a few out there. It's like, okay. And then it comes back to the 2000s. Awesome, there's lots of animation. Then it kind of decreases again for a bit. Then we have around 2010. It's like, crap tons of animated movies again. Now, see, Jack has mentioned one movie that I was going to talk about and another movie that I will talk about now that he's mentioned it, but I wasn't going to mention it before. Heavy Metal. I love that first Heavy Metal movie. But the second one that came out in 2000 is called Frack 2. You've never seen either of them, have you?
No, I just saw one that he mentioned because I was on another page looking up movies.
Seriously, why would you be on another page? You're supposed to be on this page. Wait.
I have two monitors.
Really? So do I.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to get a third one and put it right there, and then I'll have three monitors going. I need more input. I can't stand this slack.
You have to one-up me, don't
you? Huh?
You have to one-up me on monitors, don't you?
No. I need three monitors. I used to have three monitors. I used to have a notebook here as well, and that would be my third monitor. And then I could do other things over there like that, and then I'd be over here, and I'd be over there, and it's good. And now I don't have that third monitor. I'm very sad. But as far as animated movies are concerned, Avatar. Yeah, wait, that's not an animated movie.
They had a lot of CG animation, didn't they?
And?
What about The Great Mouse Detective?
I've not watched that movie.
Oh, my God. That's been out forever.
I know. So has Heavy Metal that came out in the mid-80s. You haven't seen it, have you?
What about Up? Have you seen Up?
I have seen a quarter of Up. And this is a movie I haven't seen.
I don't even know how to respond. respond to that? Why? Why only a quarter of it?
Because that's all I got access to at the time when I was bored enough to watch it. I couldn't get the rest of it. But here's... Watership Down is a fun movie. It's weird because it's about bunny rabbits.
What?
Yes. And they're in this little weird garden. Wait, am I thinking The Secret of Nim? I'm thinking The Secret of Nim, aren't I? No, Watership Down is about the rabbits. Yeah, yeah.
Secret of Nim is, isn't that mice?
Yeah, Watership Down is about the rabbits. No, I can't use this one. Switching over to here. Switching over to there. Bingo, bongo, bango. Let's throw some F-blah-blah-blah over onto that segue. Let us make sure that we don't have our filters on incorrectly. That's good. IMDb, Watership Down, yo. Yeah, that's the one with the rabbits. That's what I thought. I Am Not an Odd Duck. That was Howard the Duck. That was a fun movie, too, but it wasn't an animated one. Yeah, Watership Down is about the rabbits who are trying to peacefully coexist in their own little world thing, and then there's the evil guys trying to kill them all. And there's something about a rock that they have to disappear into, and it's a weird movie, but it's good. You should watch that one. That one's fun to watch.
I'll have to watch that one.
And The Secret of Nim, you're right, it was about the mice.
The mice.
Not to be confused with the comic book that's come out recently. Been doing quite well, I think, from what I understand. And I believe they're probably going to do a movie called Mouse Guard. It's like Mouseketeers for mice.
Hmm.
It's kind of an odd movie.
What about How to Train Your Dragon?
You know what? That's on my list.
I enjoyed that movie.
That was fun.
Love that movie. Has everyone seen that movie?
And by the way, How to Train Your Dragon is not about fascism, but Watership Down was. Just so that you get the reference as to what Jack was talking about there.
Okay.
So, yes, How to Train Your Dragon, good animation, fun Scottish, Celtic people, humorous type
Vikings.
Thing. Vikings. Well, they're Vikings, the original Celts.
They were Vikings.
Yeah, right, but they had Scottish accents on some of them, lads. They were bright lads doing more stuff. What am I doing, element? What? Okay. Yeah, what Matthew said. Him. That were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you want to go to the really hardcore animation, ooh, we're going to go to Fritz the Cat. Yeah. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Did you ever see the animated Lord of the Rings? I'm guessing not. Okay.
Nope.
the reason I mention that is because Ralph Bakshi did both movies. Ralph Bakshi was, what's the word I want to use? He was a little bit off his rocker. So with Lord of the Rings, what he did is he did a style of animation called rotoscoping. So he'd have a bunch of people as actors and a bunch of scene elements and things that would be videotaped, and then he would animate from the raw cells, from the actual footage done, and he would hand animate all this stuff. And it's a beautiful movie. I like it. I think it's a great movie. It's a little too much on this singy-songy part through it, but it's got this one song of, "Where there's a whip, there's a way." The orcs and everything. Oh, wait, no, that's The Hobbit. My bad. The Hobbit was the singy song one. The Lord of the Rings was the not so much singy song run.
Are you mixing a ton of different movies together?
You have no idea how many movies sit inside my head at any given time, and I need prompts to be able to make sure I've got the right one that I'm talking about. Because I am going to remember about the dragon from Fire and Ice, and not be talking about George R. R. Martin. Because there's a movie called Fire and Ice, which has two dragons. One the fire dragon, the other one an ice dragon. And they got nothing to do with the Game of Thrones series at all. But it has the young lady who played Lana Lang? Lois Lane, Lana Lang, in Smallville as the princess. So,
okay.
The movie did not do too well. It actually never really went at the theaters. Wizards! Awesome movie! Way to thank you mentioning that Matthew. You probably won't know that movie, so we won't go there. But How to Train Your Dragon, fun little kind of Viking romp thing. Yes. And Shrek. Everybody loves Shrek, right?
Yes.
See?
What good about Toy Story?
Toy Story's on my list. 1, 2, and 3. I have them all. I wasn't so much crazy about the last one.
Really?
Yes. And that was like, oh, look, boo-hoo-hoo, emotional, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. It's like, yeah, that really doesn't do much for me. I'm sorry. Fun movie. I enjoyed most of it. But that whole, oh, man. Oh, look, they might die in the incinerator. Oh, no, that didn't work.
No.
Burn them! Burn them!
No, don't burn them! What about Ice Age?
I liked the first one. I enjoyed the second one. I've not seen the third one.
The third one, Ice Age the Meltdown?
I think so. I think that's the most recent one that's either out or coming out. Something like that.
The Meltdown was in 2006.
Okay, then I didn't see that one.
If that tells anything.
Yes, and you notice that most of the movies we're saying that are really good are usually Pixar movies here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to understand, Pixar, really good company.
Pixar and How to Train Your Dragon was DreamWorks, so they do good animated movies too.
DreamWorks and Pixar share a CEO.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Okay.
What's his nut? Crap! Can't remember his name right now. Oh man, you're gonna make me Google eyes, aren't you?
Yes, Google eyes.
DreamWorks. Pixar. What the hell was it? What's his name? Screw it. Come on, give me your CEOs. Give me your information. Your Katzenberg, that one. Yes, Jeffrey Katzenberg. Basically, DreamWorks and Pixar are best buddies.
What? Oh, Jack. He said DreamWorks are a bunch of...
Well, they can be. Technically speaking, DreamWorks was, what, the three guys, Katzenberg, Steve Jobs, and Buddy Boy Geffen. Yeah, Geffen. They did the whole... Yeah, that's what the SKG stands for. Steve Jobs, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and I can never remember Geffen's name. Geffen Katzenberg. What? He's on crazy people drugs. I'm not going there. But yes. So, then, I'm going to throw one out that I know you have not seen. And maybe Matthew has seen. Jack might have seen it as well. Pretty sure EW would not have seen. Dark Knight Returns. Spielberger! That was the other one. That's it.
No, I have not seen that one.
Dark Knight Returns. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about Dark Knight Returns. But you know what? Do you know what?
Check him out.
slam dam, whack it ma'am, that's it, and that's the song. That's a song by Skid Row called Slave to the Grind. Didn't exactly take the world by storm, but I like that song, I like that album, and I like that band. They were fun. Welcome back, okay. Jazzy.
Thank you.
So as
we have a movie for you.
Uh-oh. Well, we guys are still talking about Dark Knight Returns.
Okay, talk about Dark Knight Returns, and then I have a movie for you.
Okay, so Dark Knight Returns is based on the graphic novel by Frank Miller called DK, which is basically the abbreviation for Dark Knight, and it was one of the rejuvenating factors in the Batman franchise in DC's comics, because he took Batman, and Batman's always been kind of, hey, look, I'm a dark guy, I like to beat people up and find things and solve problems, and ooh, cool. Well, Frank Miller made him really dark, really gritty, and really, ooh, that's kind of like deep, bro, sort of thing. So they finally readapted that into a comic movie, and I think they got the tone and tenor of the idea bang on. I enjoyed it immensely. It was fun to watch. Batman was like, I'm old, bro. Yeah. And then Robin's this young girl. See, you should probably get into it. It's the young girls thing for the comics. No? Not so much?
We'll okay. See.
What movie did you want to throw out?
Okay, I just found another one. So the first one being Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
That's an animated?
It's partially animated. It's mostly animated.
If you wanted to throw it partially and mostly animated, I could throw it crap tons of those.
Come on, it's a good movie.
Well, I'm sure it is. I even think I probably have seen it. I don't recall it. Something about witches?
It's about an apprentice witch, three kids, and a cynical con man.
See, now you're just reading the IMD listing.
No, well, maybe, yeah.
Well, fine.
They search for the missing component to a magic spell so that they can help defend Britain.
Screw that.
It's a good movie.
Okay, screw it. I'm going to give you a movie you're gonna say, oh, no, not so much. Blood, the Last Vampire. Just because I know EW likes vampires. Lots of blood
it.
In that movie. Lots
EW's
of blood.
Like, yes.
Yeah. The live-action version of Blood, the Last Vampire was impressive as hell. Really impressive. But the animated one, James Bond is a Time Lord? What? What?
I don't know. I don't know.
James Bond is not a Time Lord.
Jack and Matthew.
Jack and Matthew are talking about James Bond being a Time Lord. I don't... Okay. Okay. They can talk about that all they like. So, yes. Blood the Last Vampire. Young girl. She's kind of being a vampire killer. Out hunting vampires and stuff. Kind of doesn't know what her past is. Trying to figure it out. But man, is she vicious. She is kill everything kind of vampire. I like it. So go ahead, throw in another movie. We're going to do this one after the other. You throw a movie, I'm going to throw a movie.
Well, I was going to throw out another kind of half-animated movie, Space Jam.
Space Jam. That's the Looney Tunes thing. That had
Looney Tunes and Michael Jackson.
The tall, bald basketball player guy.
Michael Jordan.
You do know what his reputation was, right?
Huh?
Yeah, you look up his reputation.
Don't taint my movie, okay?
Uh-huh. As mind you, I enjoyed Space Jam because they did have the Tasmanian Devil in that. And that was good. I like Taz.
He was my favorite.
Well, as he should be. He was fun.
Him and the girl bunny. I don't remember her name.
The girl bunny?
But I liked
bunny?
Her because she was pink.
Bugs?
Not Bugs. Bugs was gray. The pink bunny.
Yeah, okay. You can, whatever with that. One. Yeah, no, I'm not going there with so much. Vampire Hunter D was a great movie, Matthew. I enjoyed that immensely, but thought it was a little on the flat side. Cool concept, beautiful execution. Really quirky artwork style, but I don't remember dialogue being as upbeat as I would like to see in a movie that says, yeah, let's kill people. Okay. I could have dealt with that. But it was like, yeah, let's kill people. Oh, okay. Kind of thing. It really didn't work for me too much. Well, yeah, there is that movie, Jack. Well, I'll leave that one for Jazzy to talk about. I'm going to throw out one of my favorite movies of all time. One of them. Akira!
Huh?
You are not familiar with this movie. Akira!
Nope.
Oh, Google up and look at the motorcycle. The motorcycle is freaking cool, is awesome. But it's set in an apocalyptic world. Apocalyptic world in the near future in Japan, where these couple of little kids have somehow developed, well, the one kid has developed some magically strange powers and kind of goes nuclear meltdown, kind of blows up part of the city, and his buddies come to try and stop him from destroying everything. It's an 80s movie. At the time, it really set the tone for a lot of what they now call Japanimation. At the time, it was just called animation. It's really stylistic, really cool. Tetsuo, yes, that's him. That was his name. It was different for North American audiences at the time. That's when the breaking wave of Japanese animation was starting to enter North America. A lot of Americans would be like, what the hell is that? I don't know. What the hell is that? I don't know. It's got a good story. Wow. Let's watch this. And for contemporary artwork and contemporary storytelling, it was a great movie. I mean, the story was really about a couple of kids coming of age, realizing they had special abilities and that they could do things that were above the norm. And what do you do with that kind of responsibility? I mean, do you either take it and do the right thing by building up society and helping the rest of humanity and whatever go forward, or do you say screw them and have fun? And that became the dichotomy between the movie. Still with us, Jesse?
I am.
Okay, throw in another one.
Land Before Time.
Land Before Time is not an animated movie.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I think you're pulling
a
leg.
Do I need to pull it up on IMDb for you?
Oh, that's it.
Land Before Time. Let me tell you right now, I'm looking at IMDb's top 300 animated movie list.
Land Before Time. Oh, that's that crappy thing.
About the little dinosaurs.
Oh my god, dinosaurs don't look happy like that.
Yes, they do.
Okay, why is that one humping a leaf?
Don't ruin my childhood.
That one is humping a leaf, okay? Seriously. Swear to God. Swear to God. That one is humping a leaf. I'm sorry, I can't share it with... Oh, actually, I can share it with you, can't I? Haha, chat room. I'm sharing it with you. Haha. But look at it. It's humping a leaf. I'm telling you.
That's Littlefoot.
I have no idea what that is.
That's Littlefoot, and that's the Leaf of Time.
Okay, what? Are you telling
that's
me a
Littlefoot,
leaf?
That's Littlefoot, and that's the Leaf of Time.
Okay.
I do not remember.
I've not watched this movie.
Have you never watched this movie?
No. So you're telling me that major premise in this movie is that there is a leaf that lets them go back and forward in time? A leaf.
No, I don't remember I don't remember what the leaf does, but it's like a big deal in the movie.
Okay.
You have to watch it.
No, I don't.
Yes.
No, because I can tell you that there was a TV show, an animated TV show that I watched when I was a kid. Loved it as a kid. G-Force. It was cool. It was top-notch. Came out at the same time as Akira. Japanese animation, fun, weird, hey, looks, things, cool stuff, and whatever. I tried watching that show again maybe 3 years ago, picked up the DVDs for one of the seasons. I plopped that in, I started watching it. I was like, oh, look, I'm going to relive my childhood. Oh my god, this sucks. That guy's voice is driving me up the wall. I want to reach in through the display and rip his larynx out. Stop! I could get about 30 minutes through and I had to, off. So, off. I couldn't do that one. But, I'm going to throw a movie in. The Matrix. The Animatrix. Technically, this is the movie series gap between Matrix 1 and Matrix 2. Or Matrix 3. No, between Matrix 2 and 3. That's right. And yes, Jack, Battle of the Planets. That was the other name. That was another show, too, that was the same thing. Great as a kid, terrible now. But Animatrix is a vignette-style movie where they have a bunch of different directors, a bunch of different actors, a bunch of little stories. I think there was, what, seven or eight stories. And they're all set in the world from The Matrix. And one or two of the stories are actually bridging stories where events occurred in the movies, carried over into the Animatrix, and then carry over into the next movie that were really cool. There were some simple ones about the one guy who's running, he's running, 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 and then when he realizes as he's getting to that point of running, he connects with the, oh my god, I'm in the Matrix, that moment, and then it goes back into the finish. Second Renaissance was awesome. Matthew's talking about it in the chat room because he's seen the movie and watched it. It was also the Second Renaissance was also done by the guys who did Aeon Flux. I think that was it. Yeah. Jack is very helpful in the chat room, as is Matthew. But Jazzy does not remember this movie, does she?
I've never even seen it.
Did you see The Matrix? Do you know what is The Matrix?
How about them squirrels?
Do you know what is The Matrix?
I've heard of the movie The Matrix. I have never seen it.
And yes, Jack also mentions The Max, and I love that series. That's Sam Keith's artwork and stories and stuff. Okay, go ahead. Throw another one in.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Well, interestingly enough, I know the movie, but I've never seen it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to throw that one, you can also throw in Princess Mononoke, aren't you?
I have never seen Princess Mononoke.
I am surprised. If you like Howl's Moving Castle, people who generally like that one usually like Princess Mononoke as well. And vice versa.
I came across Howl's Moving Castle on TV one day. And... Mm-hmm. So I hadn't watched it from start to end, and then found it, I believe, on Netflix, and watched it.
That's pretty much how I found Princess Mononoke. I was rambling through the TV, it's like, oh, this is animated, oh, this is fun. Then it's like, this voice sounds familiar. Looked it up. Billy Bob Thornton! Billy Bob Thornton does one of the voices.
And oh, dear God.
No, he's good. He's actually the little old weird freaky monk guy who just shows up periodically through the movie.
But there's a curse about Billy Bob Thornton.
What, and his blood?
No.
Okay, which curse are you talking about?
Anyone who does a movie with Billy Bob Thornton,
uh-huh.
They get cursed and possibly die.
Okay, Jada Pinkett was in that movie. She ended up marrying What's-His-Nut, having a kid, being a happy person. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. Curses are not perfect. Okay, my turn. Mine. I'm going to throw one that you're going to like. And I think you've probably seen. And if you haven't seen, you should. Yeah, what Jack just said, too. Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Oh my god, I want to see it.
You haven't seen that?
No.
Oh, jeebers. You will need to watch it. That was a fun movie. Not much dialogue through the whole freaking movie, but Gromit with his inventions and Wallace just walking around, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Really fun movie. And that's all stop-motion animation, too, so it's just neater on a whole another different kind of scale of neat.
Stop-motion's not really done anymore.
Yeah, I know. And that's really sad, because stop-motion animation is fun.
It's a lost art.
Ray Harryhausen's stuff, not being in the animated side right now, but the stop-motion effects that they used to do for the old dinosaur movies, Prehistoric Planet, bunch of other Rhea Harrison movies. Ooh, Sinbad, yeah. Golden Voyage is Sinbad, all the other Sinbad movies as well. All of the big giant monsters, arr, dinosaur, doo-doo-doo, all stop motion stuff. Really neat stuff. Ooh, and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, see, that one I figured you probably watched. I have only watched about 10 minutes of that.
I've watched Nightmare Before Christmas. I've yet to see Corpse Bride, or isn't Coraline?
Yes.
In stop motion too?
Yep.
John and Anna.
I haven't seen Coraline. That one doesn't really do me any good. Eventually, I'll see Nightmare. What was the other one? Corpse Bride. I'm not interested in that one either. Frankenweenie, I'll probably watch. And staying on that same vein is also Paranorman. I haven't seen that one yet either.
Oh, Paranorman?
Yeah.
You haven't seen that one?
No, I have not seen that one yet.
Oh, that one's such a cute movie.
That's probably one of the reasons why I haven't seen it yet. I haven't watched My Little Pony either, so...
I haven't watched My Little Pony either.
Yes, and have you heard about the Brawnies?
The what?
These are guys who are like 30 to 50 years old watching that and saying, oh, look, it's My Little Pony! It's like, okay...
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. See, no matter what good and happy, cheerful sort of, oh, look, it's a nice little donkey kind of thing that you can come up with, I'm sorry, but I can take it and say, well, you know, there's also the dark side to that. Don, 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 don.
You want to test this theory out?
Go for it.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. Do you know that penguins are one of the most vicious creatures out there? Don't get close to a penguin. They will peck the crap out of you. I am serious. I have a friend. She went up to the Antarctic as part of one of her university things or whatever. And she's like, I'm going up there and I'm petting a penguin. And I think these were kingfisher penguins is what it was. So those are the big ones. And everybody else there, don't try and pet the penguin. Don't do it. And she said, I'm up here in the Antarctic. There's a freaking penguin there. I'm going to try and pet it. So she did. She pet it. It bit her finger. Took a chunk of about half of an inch out of her finger. It's like, whooshing!
Wow.
They are vicious. You got to understand. What they do is they swim through the ocean. Fish! Is that dark enough for you?
Yeah. You had to go there. You had to ruin my Happy Feet.
You dared me. By the way, I enjoyed the first Happy Feet. I thought it was a fun little movie. I don't own it on DVD, but I did enjoy watching it.
I own it on DVD.
Well, of course you do. It's your kind of movie. It's cheerful. It's got a happy resolution. It's got friendly things throughout the movie going. You say, hi, how's it going? Hey, be happy. Dancing feet. You like Madagascar too, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. Okay, I'm going to throw a couple out in rapid fire here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Titan AE.
Never heard of it.
Iron Giant.
Never heard of it.
Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Heard of it, have not seen it.
Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Heard of it, have not seen it.
Okay, I like all of these movies so far. Monsters, Inc.
Love!
Of course you do. I enjoy that movie. The guy with the big eye running around. Ah! I like him. And then the big hairy guy, kind of a Cookie Monster thing.
The little girl, Boo.
Boo's like, that's cutesy shit. I don't like that.
I love Boo. And Mikey Wazowski.
Yeah, okay, fine. Moving on. One of my favorite TV series, surprisingly enough, is a Canadian one. It's called Reboot.
I've heard of that. I have never seen it, though.
Oh, my God. My gosh.
What are you going to do? Tie me down to a chair and make me watch movies?
Don't put suggestions into my head. I will get your duct tape, and I will duct tape you to the chair. Okay, Reboot is... basically speaking, if it's not the, it's one of the first CG cartoon series. They, in their first season, because it came out in the early 80s or whatever, late 80s? Somewhere around there. It was one of the first television series to actually use CG for the entire series. So it took them a couple of weeks between episodes to make a full episode, 22 minutes for a 30-minute time slot. That was, oh my god, it's so hard. We got to do all this stuff. We got to do all this work by hand. By the end of the first season, they had developed a technology for how to do a CG TV series within a week. And every other CG TV series and TV movie, and Andrea came up in like season 3 or whatever, but it was really cool. Oh, by the way, Matthew, they did finish it. You can now get the box set and get the entire series available on DVD. They finished it with the two movies, My Two Bobs and Damon. Or the other way around, whatever those were. So it's the beginning of it was such that it set the standard for how to do an animated TV series, and the movies derived from that as well. They drove that technology. They licensed it. They became a few other things. And now I never hear anything more about any of them. But it was a good series. Because 7, 8, 9. Okay, fine. Robotech was fun. Macross was fun. Gamelon. What one was Gamelon? Star Blazers! That one was fun. I'm throwing out Ghost in the Shell as well, which was a really cool Japanese animation as well that made you think. It wasn't so much about action and your face, things dying, things killing, things blowing up, things flying, whatever. It was more about, well, what happens if a machine intelligence can take over a human body and then reprogram the human body and be a person? Is that person now a person or is that person still a machine? And the second and the third movies in that series was like about perfection and dolls and the whole evolution and the concept of how mankind is always searching for the concept, because they can never get the construct ever perfect, but they want to get the concept of perfection perfected, but they can never physically get the end result to be perfect. Man is so screwed up, man. Screwed up. Okay, throwing out some more. Ultimate Avengers. Fun, kind of simple, kind of basic. Superheroes. Fun. Doctor Strange. Same idea. Hulk versus. It's all Marvel stuff. Wonder Woman! Superman Doomsday. Excellent movie. Takes in the whole idea of the death of Superman with Doomsday. The better feature of that movie was the special features at the end of it was talking about why did they do that? It's marketing, yo! Throwing in some more. Appleseed, Ex Machina. Love that movie. Lots of good heavy-duty steampunk-type cyber animation stuff. All CG. Really neat. Dead Space Downfall. You should watch that. It's a good zombie movie. Zombies in Space. Are you with me, Jazzy, still?
I'll have to watch it.
Resident Evil Degeneration.
They have an animated Resident Evil?
They have two Resident Evil animated movies. Degeneration is the first one, which deals with the zombie apocalypse breakout happening in an airport.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's really good. It's actually better than some of the Resident Evil movies. The story is cool. Yep, Jack
I'll
is now
take
talking
your
about
word on it.
Well, it's fun. Now, I know this movie you never would have seen. It's called Astro Boy. But that's based on an old Japanese animation, and then they made a movie a little while ago that was kind of fun. Kind of quirky, didn't really do too well in the theaters.
I have heard of it.
Yeah, well, the original Astro Boy was kind of okay, let's give guy's rocket shoe boots and he flies. It's like, okay, fun. But he's basically a robot. Then I know these two movies you've seen. I will swear to goodness that you've seen them. Three movies. The Lorax.
Yes.
Wall-E. And A Bug's Life.
Yes.
See, I know you. And probably billions of other people too. But yeah,
what
I enjoyed those movies too.
What about Over the Hedge and Despicable Me?
Say what?
Over the Hedge?
No.
No?
Nope. Nor
That's
did
about
I
cute little animals.
Nor did I see Tangled.
been forced to watch Tangled over and over and over. Oh my god.
Can't say as I've watched it, nor will I. Girls. Nope, sorry, not going to do it.
Oh god, don't even get me started on Cars.
Well, no, I saw the first one. I enjoyed the first one. Didn't like any of the rest of them.
Any of the rest of what?
Cars.
Oh my god.
Damn it. I have to find the name of the movie that I'm trying to remember. It's kind of sticking out of my head. That's not it. It was French. It was... That's not it. Damn it. What the hell was the name of the movie? Was that it? I don't think that's it. That's not it. Come on, people. Stick with me here. Okay. It's a French movie, and by French I mean French.
Despicable Me.
No. No, that's not it.
Aladdin. Rescuers Down Under.
Where's my keyboard? Why is my...
Pokemon.
Why have I lost keyboard control? Okay. I will get my keyboard back.
Matthew wants to know what it's about.
It is about... Actually, I think it's called Forbidden Planet. Is that what it was? No, not that one. That's not Forbidden Planet. Basically, what it was about is a far future where giant people and little people, humanity has been enslaved by a race of giant people. And humanity is very simple. And I'm getting the knock-knock that we are going to say goodnight. Everybody, thank you very much for joining us. We ran too long. Bang!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.